Reading from Madhyalila, Chapter 4, Sri Madhavendra Puri's Devotional Service. Text 1. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Madhavendra Puri, who was given a pot of sweet rice stolen by Sri Gopinath, celebrated thereafter as Chir Chora. Being pleased by Madhavendra Puri's love, Sri Gopal, the deity at Govardhan, appeared to the public vision. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Bhaktivinoda Thakur notes that this Gopal deity was originally extolled by Bhadra, means Bhadranath, the great grandson of Krishna. Madhavendra Puri rediscovered Gopal and established him on top of Govardhan Hill. This Gopal deity is now situated at Nathdwara and is under the management of descendants of Balavacharja. The worship of the deity is very luxurious, and one who goes there can purchase varieties of prasad by paying a small price. Jai Jai Gaura Chandra Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. The Lord went to Jagannath Puri and visited Lord Jagannath's temple. He also met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. All these pastimes have been very elaborately explained by Vrindavan Das Thakur in his book, Chaitanya Bhagavat. By nature, all the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very wonderful and sweet. But when they are described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, they become like a shower of nectar. Therefore, I very humbly submit that since these incidents have already been nicely described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, it would be very proud to repeat the same thing, and this would not be very good. I do not have such power. I am therefore presenting only a synopsis of those events already described elaborately by Vrindavan Das Thakur in his Chaitanya Mangal, now known as Chaitanya Bhagavata. Some of the incidents he did not describe elaborately, but only summarized, and these I shall try to describe in this book. I thus offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. I hope that I will not offend his lotus feet by this action. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded towards Jagannath Puri with four of his devotees, and he chanted the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna mantra, with great eagerness. Each day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally went to a village and collected a great quantity of rice and other grains for the preparation of prasad. There were many rivers on the way, and at each river there was a tax collector. The tax collector did not hinder the Lord, however, and he showed them mercy. Finally, he reached the village of Ramuna. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. There is a railway station named Baleshwar, and 5 miles to the west is the village of Ramuna. The temple of Chir Chor Gopinath still exists in this village, and within the temple a samadhi tomb of Rasikananda Prabhu, the chief disciple of Shyamananda Goswami, can still be found. The deity of Gopinath in the temple of Ramuna was very attractive. Lord Chaitanya visited this temple and offered his obeisances with great devotion. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his obeisances at the lotus feet of the Gopinath deity, the helmet of flowers on the head of Gopinath fell down and landed on the head of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When the deity's helmet fell upon his head, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very pleased, and thus he chanted and danced in various ways with his devotees. All the servants of the deity were struck with wonder due to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intense love, his exquisite beauty, and his transcendental qualities. Because of their love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they served him in many ways, and that night the Lord stayed at the temple of Gopinath. The Lord remained there because he was very eager to receive the remnants of sweet rice offered to the Gopinath deity. Having heard a narration from his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri, of what had once happened there. That deity was widely known as Chir Chor Gopinath, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his devotees the story of how the deity became so famous. Formerly, the deity had stolen a pot of sweet rice from Madhavendra Puri. Therefore, he became very famous as the Lord who stole the sweet rice. Once, Sri Madhavendra Puri traveled to Vrindavan, where he came upon the hill known as Govardhan. Madhavendra Puri was almost mad in his ecstasy of love of Godhead, and he did not know whether it was day or night. Sometimes he stood up, sometimes he fell to the ground. He could not discriminate whether he was in a proper place or not. After circumambulating the hill, Madhavendra Puri went to Govindakund and took his bath. He then sat beneath a tree to take his evening rest. While he was sitting beneath a tree, an unknown cowherd boy came with a pot of milk, placed it before Madhavendra Puri, and smiling, addressed him as follows. "Oh, Madhavendra Puri, please drink the milk I have brought. Why don't you beg some food to eat? What kind of meditation are you undergoing?" When Madhavendra Puri saw the beauty of that boy, he became very satisfied. Hearing his sweet words, he forgot all hunger and thirst. Madhavendra Puri replied, "Who are you? Where do you reside? And how did you know that I was fasting?" The boy replied, "Sir, I am a cowherd boy and I reside in this village. In my village, no one fasts. In this village, a person can beg food from others and thus eat. Some people drink only milk. But if a person does not ask anyone for food, I supply him all his eatables. The women who came here to take water saw you, and they supplied me with this milk and sent me to you." The boy continued, "I must go very soon to milk the cows, but I shall return and take back this milk pot from you." Saying this, the boy left the place. Indeed, he suddenly could be seen no more. But Madhavendra Puri's heart was filled with wonder. After drinking the milk, Madhavendra Puri washed the pot and put it aside. He looked towards the path, but the boy never returned. Madhavendra Puri could not sleep. He sat and chanted the Hare Krishna mantra, and at the end of the night, he dozed a little and his external activities stopped. In a dream, Madhavendra Puri saw the very same boy. The boy came before him and, holding his hand, took him to a bush in the jungle. The boy showed Madhavendra Puri the bush and said, "I reside in this bush, and because of this, I suffer very much from severe cold, rain, showers, winds, and scorching heat. Please bring the people of the village and get them to take me out of this bush. Then have them situate me nicely on top of the hill. Please construct a temple on top of the hill," the boy continued, "and install me in that temple. After this, wash me with large quantities of cold water so that my body can be cleansed. For many days I have been observing you, and I have been wondering, when will Madhavendra Puri come here to serve me? I have accepted your service due to your ecstatic love for me. Thus, I shall appear, and by my audience, all fallen souls will be delivered. My name is Gopal. I am the lifter of Govardhan Hill. I was installed by Vajra, and here I am the authority. When the Muslims attacked, the priest who was serving me hid me in this bush in the jungle. Then he ran away out of fear of the attack. And since the priest went away, I've been staying in this bush. It is very good that you have come here. Now, just remove me with care. After saying this, the boy disappeared. Then Madhavendra Puri woke up and began to consider his dream. Madhavendra Puri began to lament. I saw Krishna directly, but I could not recognize him. Thus, he fell down on the ground in ecstatic love. Madhavendra Puri cried for some time, but then he fixed his mind on executing the order of Gopal. Thus, he became tranquil. After taking his morning bath, Madhavendra Puri entered the village and assembled all the people. Then he spoke as follows. The proprietor of this village, Govardhanadhari, is lying in the bushes. Let us go there and rescue him from that place. The bushes are very dense, and we will not be able to enter the jungle. Therefore, take choppers and spades to clear the way. After hearing this, all the people accompanied Madhavendra Puri with great pleasure. According to his directions, they cut down bushes, cleared a path, and entered the jungle. When they saw the deity covered with dirt and grass, they were all struck with wonder and pleasure. After they had cleansed the body of the deity, some of them asked, "The deity is very heavy. No single person can move him." Since the deity was very heavy, some of the stronger men assembled to carry him to the top of the hill, and Madhavendra Puri also went there. A big stone was made into a throne, and the deity was installed upon it. Another big stone was placed behind the deity for support. So, we shall end here and soon continue describing the installation ceremony of Gopal. Hare Krishna, Krishna willing, Gopal willing, Hare Krishna.